But all the monkeys are in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. You can be better than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Hello and welcome everyone, all you viewers, to the Man-Child Cave.
Oh, hello.
Hello. This is Lucas and I am sitting across from my pal, a Crispy.
Hi, viewers.
Hey, Crispy, how you doing?
I'm doing well, man.
Oh, that's cool, man. Yeah. Quick update for the uninitiated. This is the Man-Child Cave where we talk all things bollocks and being man-children.
Man-children.
We talk about the joys.
And the grown-up version of it, you know, because we're grown-ups.
We're grown-ups and that.
We don't want to lose our childhoodness.
That's it in a nutshell.
Little bit of Peter Pan syndrome, but not so much that it becomes annoying.
Yeah, although sometimes. So, just to fill the people in, we haven't done this for probably a couple of weeks.
It's been almost 3 weeks.
Yeah, because I've been away.
Yeah, Lucas was away.
I've been camping.
Yeah, he went camping.
We've mentioned the camping trip was on its way, and it was done.
How last was week. It, man? How was it?
It was good, man.
Did
you
get your nature time?
I did get my nature time. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. The kids absolutely bloody loved it.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They couple were just, of boys in the bush.
Yeah, and they had their mates. Like, you know, they just smashed it. Went to the beach every day. We saw dolphins.
Oh, that's sweet.
We had like a seaplane, like land and take off, like right in front of us on the beach.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, cool stuff like that. Like,
yeah, right.
Went on adventures, you know, went bike riding. Like, yeah, it was pretty awesome.
That's awesome, yeah. Dude.
I mean, you know, there was some things that, you know, like camping doesn't necessarily fit into my kind of world necessarily. Like,
it's not, you know, your natural vernacular.
Yeah, like it's a bit, you know, it's a bit dirty, it's a bit grimy, which I'm not used to.
Yeah.
But, you know, I got used to it and, you know, I've said this to a couple of people. A big thing that brought up my enjoyment was seeing the kids
have fun.
Yeah, yeah, which really ups it. So that kind of irons out all the kind of little
the
issues that
in
I
the
might
pillow
have.
Or,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah, the not necessarily sleeping that great.
Yeah, bed.
Yeah.
Like airbeds are.
Yeah, they can come and go. And
there's a reason why we have proper mattresses.
Exactly.
We just don't inflate everything.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
I've thought about that and I thought it would be like much easier.
Yeah.
Imagine if you could just come home and go, oh, I'm going to go to bed, honey. Just press the little button and the little air compressor goes on. And then all of a sudden your bed appears.
Yeah.
But no. They're just not that comfy, are they?
No. And, you know, it was pretty hot, so, like, the tent was, you know, those tents, they just turn into a bit of a sweat box.
Yeah, little sweat box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
and, like, other little things like animals trying to get into our food supplies.
Oh, really?
We had a bunch of that, like possums and wallabies and all those kind of things try and get
into. What were you eating that wallabies wanted to eat?
Just everything, man. They want everything.
Wallabies are, like, keen for.
Oh, just anything. Like we had, we had like a bucket of all our, like once we'd finished with our cutlery and all that and our plates and stuff. So we had grubby plates in this bucket that we'd take off to wash. They just come up and like start licking a plate. Like they just love that shit.
Really?
Yeah.
It's hard to be angry at a wallaby, bud, isn't it?
No, it is pretty hard. It is pretty hard.
Because they're pretty cute.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, no, get out of it. Oh, right. Have a little bit more. It's cute. Fine.
But, even, like, someone brought, I think, to make, like, pancakes, they brought just a thing of flour. And one night, the flour got knocked off onto the floor. And then just any time an animal would come, they'd come for the flour.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they're not picky.
No.
They're very not picky.
Look, this is bread without any effort.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So they were all about it. Like they'd try and open, like they're used to campers in this area. So they'd be trying to open up boxes. Like they're pretty switched on, these animals around the camp place.
They know how to rot the campers.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So we were like, you know, putting things on top of eskies and things so they wouldn't open them. And yeah, but the kids loved it because there's bloody wallabies and kangaroos and possums all hanging out at the camp.
the last camping mission we went on.
Yeah.
I think it was the last one. Anyway, we had a lot of trouble with goannas.
Yeah, right.
And it was, at one stage it became hilarious because we were away from the campsite, like maybe 20, 30 meters away.
Yeah.
And we took with us this metal container. Lucas can see it behind him, that metal one over there, the red thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, it's like a locker.
Mm.
And one of the doors was open. And we could actually hear noise coming from the camp.
Yeah.
So I ran back to the campsite. And this container that I'm talking about, it's like a horizontal locker. And it's about 6 foot long, you know, only a few feet high. But, like, I got to the campsite and all I could see of this goanna was just the tail.
Yeah.
Because he'd actually gotten all the way into it.
So that's awesome.
I got a saucepan.
Yeah.
And just smacked the end that his head was in. And that thing flew out of there quicker than you'd like. He got the fright of his life and darted off like Jackrabbit. Yeah. It's pretty funny.
That's awesome. Yeah, well, I had... like at night after the kids had gone to bed, and it was night, and all the adults that were there were all having a drink. I had next to my seat, I called the possum's dick, and that was a stick that I would use to scare the possums away, by hitting around them. I don't want to hit them or anything, but you know, you'd bang next to them to make them run away. So the possum's dick was a very common thing. One of the guys there didn't get my little pun. So he just kept on calling it the dick stick. Like, you know, it's possum's dick. Get it? Because it's a stick. He's like, yeah, I don't know. Just get the dick stick, mate. Just get the dick stick. I'm like, all right, I'm getting the dick stick.
Okay.
I'm trying to attack possums with my dick stick.
When you go camping, people, be prepared for all kinds of walk with life.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty funny as well. So we went away with four families that we've known since our first kids all grew up. They all went to the same mother's group or whatever, if people know what that is.
Mother's group.
Yeah, the mother's group. And one of the guys there, like everyone was great, but this one guy, and I love him, he's this Italian guy, but he's a real like he needs to be in charge. You know, he's one of those guys.
Oh, and he's a proper dick.
Yeah. But I wouldn't go that far. But he couldn't have, he had to cook all the meals, which, you know, isn't so bad because.
No, that's not so bad.
But I kind of felt like, especially the first couple of nights, like sitting there going, oh, I feel like I'm not doing enough, stuff like that. But the thing is, he was too much of a control freak. Like he needed to do it. Because he could do it the right way, you know?
Yeah.
So it actually, once I settled into it, I'm like, great, I've basically got a chef.
A little slave.
Yeah, it's great, and he loved it.
His ego is my bitch.
Yeah. He literally was like, I went, mate, wasn't tonight all the ladies were going to get together and cook? And he's like, oh, mate, no, I can't. I can't just sit here and have other people do it. I've got to do it. I've got to do it. I'm like, all right, man, I'm not gonna get in your way. So yeah,
it's just got to do everything.
Yeah, the good one as well. Kath, my wife, she.
I want to have him round.
Yeah, he's quite fun. He's a good guy.
Yeah,
but So Kath, who's a pretty seasoned camper, she camped all her life. She's the best at making a campfire.
Yeah,
I've never seen anyone make a fire as fast or as well as her. She started making the campfire on the second night because the first night we weren't allowed one. And she started making it and he came over and she'd only just started and hadn't even started trying to light it yet. And he's like, oh, no, we can't do it like that. We can't do it like that. So we came in and basically pulled all of the kindling and all the wood that she'd already gotten prepared, pulled it all out and started again from scratch.
And it took him an hour.
Oh, he literally couldn't get it lit. What he had to do is he brought this massive gas cooktop, this massive beast of one, and chucked it in the fire sideways and lit the fire that
way.
Oh,
no.
Because I was sitting there going, mate, you know, Kat's really good at that. She can do it. And he said, sorry to use a slur here, but it was his words. He goes, I'm a wog. I've never not started a fire before. I'm going to get it done. I'm like, All right, mate.
Great.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Great.
Just as long as I'm nowhere near you when this gas idea of yours.
When we talk about man-child,
yeah.
We've constantly referred back to there's a difference between being a man-child and being a straight-out child.
Yeah.
I think this is a direct reflection that we're coming across here.
This is he's very much, I need to be the man.
Yeah.
I am the man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When man becomes an all-encompassing, knowing all.
Yeah.
Fuckwit.
Yeah. But it was very funny to watch. I was just sitting back making jokes, like when he was going off to get the gas cooker. I'm like going, what about some, do you need some lighter fluid? Maybe we get some lighter fluid on there. And he's like, oh, no. I'm like, Maybe I could siphon some petrol from the car, mate. Maybe that'll help.
Oh, you were just having little
just little digs.
Like, oh yeah.
Do you want me to? I'll get a hose, like just suck a bit of petrol out of the petrol tank. Do you think that'd work, mate? He's like, no. Come on, mate.
What about we just put one of the gas bottles on?
Just chuck it on top. It'll be fine.
Yeah. It's all right.
Just light it direct from the gas canister. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just take the fitting off
and
we'll light the gas bottle.
Yeah.
We'll cook by that.
Yeah, just go direct.
Yeah.
But yeah, so it was quite funny watching him work. But it was a good laugh. He's always fun.
Yeah.
He's an intense dude and I love him for it. Yeah. It's very cool.
There's a point, isn't there?
Oh, yeah.
You know.
But man, it was a good time. We'd go and find new beaches. Went on a bike ride to find like another beach.
Oh,
and stuff.
Awesome.
It was awesome.
Yeah.
We had like at one stage we were going to this beach and we had like a line, like there was I think three adults on bikes and then all the kids, like heaps of the kids on their bikes, and we're just like cruising down the side of the road. Nice. Had a little procession, and one of the dads was a different dad. Was a bit freaked out because like his kids were a bit unsure on bikes, so we basically had like a pace car. So we're riding along the side of the road, which is purely like feeds the camping sites, and he had his car going at like 2 mile an hour behind our procession of bicycles with his hazards on, like we were part of the Tour de France or something.
Oh,
we
had
like the little tour car behind us, following us behind, slowly with cars building up behind him.
Oh, really?
He was so freaked out that his kid was on the side of the road. And we're like, dude, it's not a...
How many cars were packed up behind?
Oh, there was like two of them were people we knew, and then there was another two just trying to get to the local, local camping site or whatever. Yeah, because it was like this road only went to camping sites or beaches. That's it. It was a dead end. So... yeah, that was quite fun. But nothing, it was like his wife was looking after his kid on the bicycle, but he had to be in the car behind. That was fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's interesting watching how different people work in those environments, I feel.
How they actually try and control their environment to like the point of idiocy.
Yeah, yeah. It was quite funny.
Especially
he didn't see the funny side.
No, not at all. Yeah, I guess when you take people out of their comfort zones, it's amazing what comes out of them.
Exactly.
Like, I don't know how to deal with this situation.
Yeah.
Let's go to extremes.
Yeah. Oh, totally. Yeah. It was very exciting and fun. So what have you been doing while I've been away, apart from missing me, obviously?
Doing that, yeah.
It's pretty much working.
Yeah.
Getting all sweaty. And you had your little birthday last week while I was away.
It was fun.
Aww.
I had to work, but
Yeah, boo.
It's all right. Yeah. But then I took the next day off and I thought I'd told everybody at work that I wasn't coming back to work. And I got in trouble.
Oh, no.
Got in trouble, but whatever.
It was your birthday.
The boss yelled at me a little bit. I was like, I'm hungover, I can deal with it.
Yeah, it's all white noise right now.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yep, I've already got enough white noise in my head. Sort of drowning out your white noise.
Nice.
So that's good. And I still got a job. It's great.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very nice.
But just getting through. We did the Australia Day thing. Australia Day was, we had like five different gigs for Australia Day.
And yeah, all so that's big, pretty huge busy shit. Time.
It was crazy.
You've just dated this recording, by the way, and people will know how... how bad I am at getting to editing, because I'm sure this episode probably won't come out for a few weeks.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's Australia Day. Man, that was ages ago.
I know, but come on.
Yeah, no.
Yeah. Yeah.
We're not professional like that. It's all good.
No. We're professional at being cool.
Yeah.
But, you know.
Yeah.
As in, like, time restraints and stuff. It's like, well, yeah.
It's fine.
We're committed to be here.
Exactly.
To bring our voices to you.
That's right.
Now, our time refrains are in our hands.
We do it when we want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. That might actually bring up our little bit, because last week.
It's a good segue.
A little segue to, I guess, our tool shed moment, or whatever you'd like to call it.
Yeah.
Where we talk about things that are a bit about, like, you know, how men deal with their problems and whatnot. Yeah.
And just people.
Yeah. And just shit that we have to deal with.
Yeah.
And see, we've been trying to do some other stuff to, like, improve our podcasting skills, improve the quality of, like, what you're grabbing.
Yeah. This is a bit of a look behind the curtain.
Yeah, a little bit of a look behind the curtain. I know you're already deeply in love with the sound of our voices.
And we do kind of talk about, you know, how the sausage is made quite often.
Yeah. You know, but how the sausage is made.
Yeah.
That's a nice little pun. I haven't heard that one.
Yeah.
There's been a few puns that are going around lately. I'm just going, what the hell?
Because
me and the missus, we watch a hell of a lot of the Big Bash.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
Most nights. And the one that's come up, and it's come up repetitively, is, oh, that's just money for jam.
I've never heard that before. And I'm like,
who wants money for jam? I don't even really eat jam much. Yeah. I mean, I like money toast. For jam. But when I get it, I'll probably put veggie on it.
Like, exactly.
And
I've never heard that
I'm
one.
Not that hard up that I couldn't afford jam.
Yeah.
But, like, I guess maybe at some stage they were.
That's so funny. I was listening to a podcast today, actually, where they brought up a saying that I'd never heard before, and then they kind of second-guessed it. It was shit through a goose, meaning fast, like something being fast. It's like shit through a goose.
Because gooses shit real quick.
Yeah, well, that's what they then kind of like went, where does that come from? And I'm like, yeah, where does that come from? They're like, do they shit a lot, or
shit through a goose?
Like, do they eat and then automatically shit?
It's like, give the goose a carrot. Not that you'd feed a goose a carrot, but like, does it come out of carrot shape?
Yeah. It's so fast, it just comes out the same at the other end.
There you go, it's just slightly brown.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so yeah, so what were we talking about? We're talking about,
oh, like, look at my new phone. It's goose imprinted.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't get it.
Yeah, digression. It goes too fast sometimes.
So yeah, the reason why we kind of talk about how the sausage is made, because it's a good kind of example of what we're talking about, really, which is, this week we were kind of talking about commitment.
Yeah.
Which the reason why we were thinking about it is because before I went away camping, we had a bit of a meeting about the podcast that we didn't record. We just sat down and talked about it. And we wanted to kind of redouble our efforts on how to do the podcast and, you know, kind of lay down a bit more kind of rules, and not so much rules, but a bit more of a, like, something we've talked about before, like making a list of what we should do and having some structure and
coming up with ideas, you know, maybe a bit earlier than Monday.
Yeah. Not just, you know, flying blind a bit.
And we gave one like a task to do in the next 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Sit down for half an hour.
Yeah.
Just half an hour and just write some stuff.
And that would be just purely alone time, just to think about the podcast, new ideas, new things to talk about. Just a
little commitment.
Yeah.
To something we've already committed quite like a year.
Yeah.
Pretty close.
Pretty much,
it?
Yeah.
You know, once a week on a fairly regular basis.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, we haven't missed out on too much from that. So it's been, on that side of thing, the commitment's been good. But it's just kind of up going to the next level of commitment, I think, is the thing that we've been trying and kind of failing at, that we've been kind of struggling at.
I think while we're sharing about the way you know, one thing that we've constantly, like, commitment to things that we like.
Mm.
Like, we love doing this for you guys out here, you know?
And we love doing it for us.
Yeah. We you know, gone closer as mates.
Yeah.
We sit here and peer into one another's eyes. Going, yeah, this is fun.
Yeah.
But, like, then being committed to things that we've constantly struggled with, the idea of structure.
Yeah, which we've definitely talked about before.
We went to a podcast, like, seminar once. Yep. And that word was the freaking buzzword for the whole thing. It's like, oh, yeah, you've got to be structured, and, like, it's good to, like, script and all that sort of stuff. And as you can hear, we're highly scripted here.
Yeah.
We script everything.
Every word that you've heard this evening. Every word. Yeah.
And if you can't hear it, there's a hint of sarcasm in my voice. Yeah. We've bashed our head against the wall of commitment to structure.
Yeah. And I think
at the moment, our structure for this particular podcast is coming off 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 words.
Yeah.
On the back of a parking fine I got, like, a few months ago. Yeah. And that's right, I've paid it. And the government still sent me a reminder.
So as you can tell, our structure and commitment maybe are lacking a little bit. Not for a want of trying or hoping.
Yeah.
You know, there's definitely the intent, but it's that next level of actually, like, just
getting to that next bit, the step up.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, it's, again, this is an example of very specifically of something that we both share, and which is the podcast, but it kind of, you know, it works into the greater scheme of life and you know, having that commitment to things and bringing in that structure. And yeah, it's something that we're continuing to try and work on. But, man, I'd really love to hear from anyone out there as well.
What are ways to, like, better, you know, like, I guess with commitment to, like, lots of things in our life. I mean, we got the podcast here that we're talking about straight up. But, you know, there's all sorts of different things, you know, like your partner, your kids, your work.
Yeah.
I mean, your own self-improvement.
And I think this one kind of, like, where we're coming from as well is it's from a place of, like, this is kind of our creative outlet and it's our something that we want to strive to do, yet for some reason we're still hitting a roadblock, you know?
It's always something that just seems to get in our way.
Yeah.
I think most of the time that's actually you.
Yeah.
And me.
Yeah.
Like, not you. You're not getting in the way of me.
Yeah, yeah, but it's yourself getting in. Yeah. Yeah,
that was a long, convoluted way.
It's totally
I could
that.
Say that more convoluted if you like. Do you want me to go into it?
But you hear it, like, when someone's, like, trying to, you know, write a book or do something like that, and you procrastinate and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, yeah. Like, you do everything in front of it, even though it's what you want to be doing.
Yeah,
but it's kind of like there's still some kind of big hill to climb.
Well, I guess it goes into so many different areas in life, like where people have been telling you for years in your business or whatever, you should just try doing this.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, I do it this way, you know, blah, blah, blah. Well, it's been proven many times if you do it this way, but I don't know how to do that. I'll just keep on plodding away and do it this way. And it's a lot of work. And, you know, we're probably going to walk away tonight with the same challenge.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'll see next week if we actually step up and put some fucking legs to what we're talking about now.
Yeah. It also reminded me of something that I committed to ages ago, which kind of was delayed but shouldn't be now, is doing those dance lessons.
I've got to
bring up ownership of that now, because pretty sure my good friend who was going to come with me is now fully repaired. If you remember from previous episodes, my potential dance partner was stricken with a broken foot.
She lost a leg in the war. But I hear it's grown back.
Yeah, it's grown back now. Yeah, so I have no excuses now. Yeah. So I've got to get onto that as well, because I've committed on this podcast and I haven't followed through. So that's another thing
that
I've got to commit to, you know, because that's not just for the podcast. That's
also
for me.
There's a couple of other commitments that we could talk about on that level. There's one that we, I almost made it happen the other week because I went and hung out with our old friends Dylan and Donald.
Oh yes.
And on the way there, I walked past like a shop that would have sold food dye.
Yeah.
And you know, we got this little thing where we're going to eat food dye.
To do a little test,
see how
science experiment,
how our pooies and wees come out.
Yeah,
and how long they come out different for.
Yeah,
you know,
we've got to do that. That's so fun.
It's not. It's you know, you can do this at home, kids.
Yeah,
most people say,
go on, try it at home.
Don't try this at home, but
do it.
Join us,
please.
It's the poo and wee challenge.
Let us know how you go.
You know.
Maybe don't give us pictorial evidence, but maybe just let us know how you went.
I might be doing some pictorial evidence. Yeah. But, you know, yeah. I've actually been thinking about another bit that we had on, like, a butthole segment.
Oh, yes.
A while back about when you go to the toilet and do number twos, and then you get up and there's a big on the back of the toilet.
Yes, yep.
Do you walk away and with the idea in your head, like, I'm going to use my urine to get that off.
Yeah, I've got a target to go for next time. I've got a target.
I'm going to, like, wear that shit down.
Yes.
Literally.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about setting up a little toilet cam.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Set it up in the toilet, you know, get that thing there and go, oh, this is a good 30-second flow.
Yeah.
Is it going to, you know, with maybe a little microphone?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Just wonder how that'll go down.
Yeah.
Both literally and...
Like, how many viewers you'll get for that sort of thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right, I can see a picture of poo on my screen right now. Yeah. Oh, hang on, somebody's peeing at it.
Yay.
Something I think, at it.
I'm sure YouTube will be cool with that footage.
Yeah?
Sure.
I mean, it's just poo.
Yeah.
On the side of a white thing.
Yeah.
Clearly looks like the inside of a toilet. You know?
That's so funny. I love it. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's fun.
But yeah, so people, if you have any kind of ideas or things on how to be more committed, I mean, I think a lot of it we get it in theory, but it's just actually that little step to actually put it into practice, I think. That's the
little encouragements or whatever that you might be able to send our way to, like, you know, just get past that little barrier that you know, we've been facing at the moment. And you could also, like, with commitment, you might be having troubles with all sorts of different levels.
Yeah.
Share those with us.
Yeah, please
you know,
do.
And, you know, we'll put it through the think tank and see how that comes out.
Exactly.
Might come out like pee at a toilet bowl.
Yeah.
Trying to drown a poo.
Is this maybe a good time for...
Oh, you want to go to the...
Maybe we need to delve.
To delving. You're going to go...
into the butthole.
I got a butt. And it's a butthole.
And it's stinky down there.
Ooh. Oh, that was a sweet rendition.
That was beautiful.
Oh, no, I like that one.
So the one we were going to talk about this week, because it leads into where I was last week little bit in the camping, is outdoors toileting, I guess.
Yeah.
Otherwise known to most men as the bush wee.
Yeah.
Something that definitely had to have been done during camping on many an occasion. But so I feel like, especially,
or in a walk home from the pub.
Yeah, or from a walk home from the pub. But it's something that I feel joins most men together, that the joy of the bush wee or the outdoor wee is definitely something, like, there's something about it that's a step above just the irregular going to the bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it's great.
Have you ever been to the Domain when there's something happening, like where there's thousands of people and all the girls are lined up? It's like this line of really quite frustrated looking ladies
all waiting for portaloos.
And then you go behind that line and there's the trees and there's a whole bunch of blokes just standing there looking, with their hands
I can do whatever
in
I want.
The spot where you know they're not just standing there talking to a tree. They're communicating in another way.
Yeah.
In a more physical way.
Yeah, we're out in nature.
Yeah.
We're enjoying it. We're also relieving ourselves. Yeah. It's just, it's a beautiful thing. It's
get
a beautiful
dingle,
thing.
Dangle out and get it some breeze.
Yeah, you don't have to wait. You're just there.
Yeah.
It's such a good feeling.
Oh.
You know, our kids, they know all about it. Like they probably do bush, especially at camping, they were doing more bush wheeze than regular wheeze.
They were drinking more water, weren't they? Oh, just yeah, to like probably. Have more bush wheeze. Yeah.
It was actually reminding me.
Give me the cooling.
I had a singlet that got all like muddy from the storm we had, and I'd put it on this tree stump to dry out right next to our tent. And I think it was the second night that we were there in the middle of the night. One of the boys had to go for a wee, and they woke up Kath and went, "I need to go to the toilet." She's like, "Just go outside. Just go." You know, next to the tent and do a bush wee. So they went out, found the most appropriate place in the dark to do a bush wee against a tree stump. But on the tree stump was my singlet. So thankfully I didn't wear that again. But
was it just out of curiosity? Yeah. I know the answer is probably not going to be, but was it still covered in mud and you could see where your son had tried to tinkle off the mud?
I actually he couldn't see it because it was dark.
Yeah, I know, but you know.
But and annoyingly, I didn't see the post wee. Kath found it the next day and, you know, kind of gingerly took it off and put it in a garbage bag or something.
Was that really that annoying?
Oh, no, it wasn't annoying at all. I just thought it was funny more than anything. Yeah. I was just like, oh, man.
I wanted to see my kids wave on my T-shirt. A singlet.
Yeah. But, yeah, so that was quite funny. But, yeah, it was great. You know, just like an annoying part of camping, especially for me, is most nights I had to go out and do a wee, partly because most nights I was drinking. So, like, there's that annoying thing where you have to get out of your tent and you've got to open the zip and you unzip the fly and it's all loud. You're worried about you waking people up. But then you get to go do a bush wee.
And
that's nice.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
Have you had to do the other thing, though, which is do the bush poo?
The bush poo. I've done a few.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think I've had to do that many, if at all. Maybe camping when I was a lot younger.
When I lived in the Daintree, there wasn't, you know.
Yeah.
Although, actually, the place that I lived the most in the Daintree, there was actually a toilet.
Yeah, well, that works out.
But it was just a little slab of concrete, which 1 meter by 2 meters, not even. And then a little toilet there, and you just go. But it's just a couple of bits of bamboo around it. Yeah. Cool. It was like that's a bush poo.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you know, you're open air in poo. The bush. Yeah, it's kind of cool.
See that?
Still got the throne.
Yeah. I feel like I'm not necessarily quite as into the bush poo as I am the bush wee. I'm definitely more a bush wee fan.
No, I mean, like, if you have to do a bush poo, yeah, oh, man, you've got to take a shovel or, you know.
Yeah, there's a lot more to
it. Have a hole.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah.
My father-in-law was telling me they did lots of camping when Kath was young, and they would just go into a field somewhere, like their camping. They never went to a camping ground or anything. They usually were just on someone's property or something.
Yeah.
So what he made for their camping adventures was he got a milk crate, turned it upside down, cut a perfect hole in it, and attached a toilet seat to to the underside of that, so you had a perfect throne, like the milk crates are the best.
Yeah, crates are awesome for lots of stuff.
Yeah, so we'd dig a hole underneath the milk crate, but it felt like you were at home because you had the
nice
toilet
little
seat,
cushy toilet seat. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's great. Yeah,
I've got to say, I did a dirty once, in a bad place because I was down in Melbourne.
Yeah,
and I was in between tram lines.
Oh.
Right beside the water.
Yeah.
And I thought, oh, it's only going to be a couple of minutes down the way.
Yeah.
You know, and then I'll get on the tram and it'll be fine, you know. I'll get to where I'm going the next. But it wasn't a 5 minute walk. It was like more like a half an hour walk to the next bit. And I got urgent on the way. So I had to take a little trip out on the beach.
Yeah.
Just take a little dump in the sand. And this is the part that I didn't feel so good about because I doing a dump on the sand.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't really have too much time to dig a hole because by that time it was urgency.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I didn't bury it very deep.
Wow.
Bit of sand over the top, so somebody might have taken a little bit of a mean face plant or...
Oh,
that's the worst way to
like, that's upsetting.
Describe it.
That is so upsetting.
Oh, let's just play some volleyball here.
What about that little spike?
What about that little mound over there? It looks kind of a little bit funny. No, it's all right, it's all right. And halfway through the game, Why is your face brown, man? You just fell in the sand.
It's also like the one thing, like when you step in dog poo, it's pretty frustrating.
Yeah.
But if you're stepping in human poo,
that's
proper upsetting.
Oh, yeah. I had the first share house, like sort of early experience, like my first share house, and I was only like, 17 at the time or something.
Yeah.
And this dude that was sort of staying with us was just totally off kilter.
Yeah.
And he'd been... The toilet was in the house, but part of the house wasn't actually... Like, it was sort of separate.
Mm.
So you couldn't actually get into the house from those rooms, and he was staying in one of those rooms. And for some reason... I woke up in the morning, and I opened the door to go out of that room, because I lived in one of those rooms as well.
Yeah.
And on the... Like, you know, the... Door opens, there's one step and then the footpath or, you know, like the backyard or whatever. And he'd actually laid a shit on that stair.
Oh, wow.
Hoping that somebody would, like, wake up in the morning. Someone, which was probably me, would wake up and go, yawn, walk out all bleary-eyed and go, luckily, I was a little bit more onto it that morning.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Far out. That's rank.
Yeah, he was a guest.
Yeah. Far out. To use a catchphrase, that's nasty.
Mm.
That is proper nasty. Yeah, Far out.
That was nasty.
That is, that is not cool.
Yeah.
Not cool at all.
No. But
far out.
Yeah. He laughed about it a lot. I didn't. I was just like,
no.
Like you going,
that
nah.
is, no, that's not a,
no,
no, no. That's not funny. No. I'm sorry.
I'm young and stupid, but, like, that's just stupid.
Not on.
Not on.
Man.
Funny, but...
It's funny now.
Looking back on it...
Yeah.
It could have been, like, lots more funnier for him if I had walked out and gone...
Yeah, yeah.
Oh!
Or if you were in on it and someone else stepped on it, maybe, but...
Yeah, yeah.
Even still. Going to the trouble of... doing a log.
And it was pretty straight. I was amazed that he'd actually like made this poo.
Yeah.
And it was like, you know, almost 6 inches long, but dead straight. I was wondering whether he actually like crouched down and then slowly moved forward as it came out.
There's a lot of trouble being had for this poo.
I know.
Yeah. Just do the flaming poo bag.
And I don't know why doorstep. I thought so much about it.
But yeah, you're never going to forget that, are you? I mean,
No.
That's a memory. Oh, man.
That's not even sticking in a paper bag.
No.
No. It's just like, here you go.
Oh, dear. All right. Yeah. I think that's a good time to close the butthole. And do you know what? I think that's probably a good time to... leave the whole thing.
Oh, we're going straight out of the man cave.
Yeah, we've done a good amount of time, I reckon, for a solo.
Well, we've been away from it for a while.
Yeah.
So I guess our man childs were ready to overflow.
Yeah, our batteries were recharged.
So
to speak. Yeah. So we just blabbed on.
Yeah.
But
screw you, structure.
Yeah. Yeah, we could do this fine on our own. Shut up. No, you shut up.
No, you shut up.
All right, kids, you know where to find us. You can find us on the Facebook page, Manchild Cave. You can find us on Instagram, at Manchild Cave. We've got the Gmail, manchildcave@gmail.com.
That's the one.
And the Twitter if you want to try it. Again, I'm not on there very often.
I don't know.
Yeah. But people, we would love to hear from you. do a little review if you like on the iTunes.
Yeah.
You can find us on Spotify if it's easier for you. But yeah, talk to us.
Yeah.
We'd love to talk to you.
Another thing you could talk to us about is what you do to fill in your time.
Yes. That's something that we're wanting to get started in the future.
We're going
to
bring it in as a bit next time.
Next time, hopefully, yeah.
A bit of
time fillers.
You know, little bits and pieces we do. Yeah. Everybody does reviews of this and that. And
yeah.
We don't want to get on that bandwagon.
Yeah, not too much anyway. Talk about what we've been kind of enjoying. And
just some cool stuff.
Yeah. Maybe. I've been playing this fun game. I've been watching this cool show.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just have a bit of a discussion about that. So, yeah, if there's anything you'd like to... Yeah, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. I found a new great brothel to go to, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So, yeah, have a chat.
New great brothel. What?
Could have just left it.
Yeah. I could have. I don't do that.
Okay. It's not good. No, you're right.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right, kiddies. Well, we will see you next time in the Man Child Cave.
Ciao. Ciao, 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 ciao.
I'm a man child. Won't you hear what I got?